Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is May 14, Tuesday, 2019, day 134. Today's topic, I am the light of the world. Follow me, you won't walk in darkness. And you will have the light of life. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Yeah, His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let us pray. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 69 verses 5 to 12, 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 1 to chapter 16 verse 23, John chapter 8 verses 1 to 20, Proverbs 15 verses 8 to 10. Today's main passages. First Samuel, chapter 15, verses 22 to 23. But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord?" To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has rejected you as king. The second passage, John chapter 8, verse 12. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. By listening, what kind of sin had Saul committed, able to reject God and that the consequence was to be rejected by God? The answer is he did not obey God's command. What did the woman who was caught in adultery not to be condemned by Jesus? And that no one stoned her. Why did the woman here, who was caught in adultery, not to be condemned by Jesus? And that no one stoned her. The answer is because of Jesus' mercy to give her a chance to repent and commanded her to leave her life of sin. Why Saul did not have a chance to repent and the woman had? The answer is, you are not God, you do not know. According to studies, that woman became Jesus' best friend to follow Jesus to the end, and she was the woman that Jesus first appeared to after he was risen. Her name is Mary Magdalene. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, you are the light of the world. I am willing to follow you all my life so that I can be out of darkness and receive the light of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any inspiration from today's message? Number two, what is your next step not to walk in darkness but to receive the light of life? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.